All right, and with that, we will move to 21 on our agenda, Outdoor Campus East Expansion. And I believe Mr. Kip Rounds was going to join us virtually.
Hey, good morning, Madam Chair, members of Commission, and Secretary Roebling. Can everybody hear me okay?
Yes, we can. And we can see your presentation.
Perfect. Thank you, Nick, for pulling that up so quickly. Today, I want to provide a quick update on the ongoing expansion project that we've got going on here at the Game Fish and Parks Outdoor Campus in Sioux Falls. We made some great progress since the last update that this commission received. It would have been last July at the commission meeting when we also held the groundbreaking celebration before construction actually kicked off. So just to refresh everybody's memory on this, I want to quickly go over the primary goals of this expansion project at the outdoor campus. First is to increase our capacity for archery classes here at the outdoor campus. It's been archery in general has been a growing interest in South Dakota and nationwide, really. And so an important part, an important theme of this expansion project is to better meet that demand for folks wanting to get into and learn about archery. So we also wanted to increase our overall classroom space that we have available here at the outdoor campus. Just to offer more and different types of classes than we're able to currently. We also want to remodel our existing layout. A lot's changed since the outdoor campus has opened back in 1997. And so we just want to make some upgrades to be able to better serve the visitors of outdoor campus. And finally, we want to just increase storage space. We need a lot of storage space for all the outdoor equipment and gear that we use for our outdoor learning classes. And we want to increase that storage space available. So again, this project will be broken down into two main phases. Phase one is the construction of the outdoor archery range just outside of the outdoor campus building. Phase two is going to be larger scale, and it will be an expansion of the outdoor campus building itself. So we are excited to announce that phase one is about done. We're about wrapped up with it. The final completion date is scheduled for March 12th, and which is coming up next week already. So archery targets at each of the 12 shooting lanes for this outdoor range, which goes out to 60 yards, will be installed soon, as well as signage. We're hoping to get those installed actually as soon as this weather clears up. We got a little bit of snow. We were going to do it this afternoon, in fact, but might hold off with the snow. So with all this progress on phase one, we're planning to open the outdoor archery range up to the public very soon, as soon as the spring weather breaks and we can get folks out there we'd like to. So we're excited about bringing this on board and seeing folks putting this to use. I want to share a couple more pictures of the outdoor range with you all. We're extremely happy about the way it turned out. It's always exciting to have a vision and a plan come together in the way that you hoped, and that was certainly the case here. So in this picture, we're looking at the shooting line underneath the canopy with tables and benches behind the shooting line, and then you can see the storage shed on the far side of the canopy. Next picture, Nick. This picture, you can see the baffle. It just about 10, 15 yards downrange of the shooting line. This baffle will not only be a safety feature to stop high-flying arrows, but it'll also be really important in blocking the setting sun. So archers are going to be shooting it to the west, and when they're most likely going to be shooting after work in the evenings, that sun's going to be setting, and we don't want them shooting into that sun, so that baffle will also provide a sunshade for them. I wanted to give a quick shout out to the Harrisburg High School construction class that actually built our target holders. This was lined up through a contact with the Friends of the Outdoor Campus board, and it turned out to be a great construction project for the class. They did a phenomenal job with the target holders, and we just appreciate the partnership with not only the Harrisburg School District, but the many donors and partners that are helping make this expansion project possible. We really couldn't be more excited to see archers putting this outdoor range to use this spring. So with phase one about wrapped up, we are excited to turn our focus and attention to phase two of the expansion project. We've actually got a good start on phase two already. Again, this will be an actual expansion of the footprint of the outdoor campus building, as well as some remodeling of the existing space. So I want to mention a few exciting components of phase two that we're really looking forward to. This first one is an indoor archery range that'll be built into the new area of the outdoor campus actual footprint. So this indoor range will have 12 lanes, seven of which will be at 20 yards, five lanes will be at 30 yards. We're actually going to have an upper-level mezzanine where archers will be allowed to shoot from an elevated position. And so that's going to be a really nice feature, especially for our classes. So this indoor range will just be a large open space, right? So it'll likely get used for bonus uses such as other types of hunting or shooting classes like BB gun classes. So really looking forward to this. It's going to be a great opportunity, provide a really nice opportunity for year-round archery classes. So even in the middle of a cold South Dakota winter, we can be holding archery classes at the outdoor campus in a controlled temperature setting. So we're really looking forward to this being part of the outdoor campus in Sioux Falls. Phase two is also going to include three new classrooms, and these are going to have partitioned walls that will allow us the flexibility of either having three separate classes going on in three separate rooms at the same time, or we can open that whole area up into one large meeting space. And that'll be very useful for larger meetings and hopefully commission meetings in the future. Something else we're really excited about is the addition of a cooking classroom that will open up into an outdoor grilling space. This is going to allow class participants at the outdoor campus to learn how to prepare and cook wild game from the field. So this is really going to provide an opportunity for class participants to go full circle with their hunting and fishing experience that they get from the outdoor campus, starting with how to learn how to be successful in the field and then wrapping it up with learning how to bring that wild game back home to prepare for the table. So we're really looking forward to this enhanced opportunity for folks participating in classes at the outdoor campus. So as far as the timeline for phase two, we have completed the bidding process for contractors, and Pesca Construction, it was awarded the bid. We're excited to have them on board for phase two. Pesca Construction is based out of here in Sioux Falls, and I know that they're excited to get started very soon, as soon as they receive the notice to proceed, and which should be coming any day now. So we expect them to get started here in the next week or two. So things will be happening fast here at the outdoor campus. Like I said, phase two construction will start this spring. We're expecting about an 18-month construction process, with this being a larger scale project, expanding the entire footprint of the building. It's going to be an 18-month process that we're anticipating, so that would put us at an anticipated completion date of about the fall of 2026. What's really great about this is the Sioux Falls Regional Office, which is also the outdoor campus, will remain open throughout construction. So that was a really important part of this, that we wanted to prioritize construction in a way that would allow people to continue coming into the office and continue using the outdoor campus and attending classes. So we're really excited that we can make that happen. And with such a big project, there will likely be some interruptions at times, but we're hoping to keep those to a minimum and continue to keep our doors open and offer outdoor learning classes like we always have. So again, I just want to say thanks to everyone that's played a role in this expansion project thus far. All of the donors, the partners, the Parks and Wildlife Foundation, our own GFP staff, especially David Parker, the director of Outdoor Campus, has done a phenomenal job. There's just been many hard work from many to get us this far, and it's very much appreciated. And we're really looking forward to the next year and a half and seeing phase two get started and come to a completion. So that's all I've got for an update for now. If there's any questions, I'd be happy to take them.
Very good. Thank you, Kip. Any questions? for Kip. Kip, I do have a question. Can you just go, you talked about the donors, and I know that there was fundraising efforts. Where are we with the fundraising for this project?
That's a great question, Madam Chair. The fundraising is wrapped up. We met our goal of fundraising for this project. So again, that was a really big goal to reach, and we were so appreciative of all the hard work to raise funds, reach out to donors, and of course the donors that contributed. So it was a big lift, and we were very excited to meet that goal, and fundraising is wrapped up for this project.
Very good. Excellent. Three.
Madam Chair, Tom Kirschman, Director of Wildlife Division. So that goal was $3 million to be raised from outside donors' funds. And as Kip said, the foundation and the Friends of the Outdoor Campus, folks in this room and staff did a phenomenal job on that. Our goal was $3 million. We were able to accomplish that. Fortunately, the bid that came in for the project actually came in a little bit less than what we were anticipating, which was fantastic as well. So this project will be completed with the donations from the fundraising efforts and then Pittman Robertson funds collectively together. And the actual use of license dollars will be zero or very, very minimal. So the project's going to come off very well and from a funding standpoint, and we're really excited for things to begin.
Outstanding. I will just say I utilize the outdoor campus there often because I'm in Sioux Falls. It's full of people. It's full of families. They do great work, and I think this will be a great expansion for southeastern South Dakota. So good work.
Thank you.